From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what was expected to be a tight race in the East African country. VOA correspondent Jill Craig visited several polling stations in Dar es Salaam Sunday. She reports that voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest.
The normally busy streets of Dar es Salaam were noticeably quiet Sunday, as traffic was restricted for Tanzania's much-anticipated election day. Voters turned up at various polling stations around town, starting even before 7 a.m. when the polls opened, to vote in presidential, parliamentary, and local elections. Lightness Mwipopo is a domestic elections observer. Only a few hours in, she is pleased with what she is seeing at a polling station in Msasani.
But so far, the election is going well, and everything is well right now.
Voter Calista Nkone has been waiting more than 2.5 hours for her turn to vote in Mbuyuni. But she says that things have been well organized. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Ivory Coast, meanwhile, is holding its first round of a presidential election Sunday. Current president Alassane Ouattara is widely expected to win and says he wants a first-round knockout victory. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country following post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Voters in the Republic of Congo are deciding whether to change the constitution so President Denis Sassou Nguesso can run for another term. The amendments up for a vote in Sunday's referendum would abolish a 2-term limit for presidents, as well as an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. More details at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the flow of Syrians, Afghans, and others through the Balkans toward Western Europe continued unabated Sunday, some European leaders gathered to consider sending hundreds of guards to its borders with the Western Balkans as a way to deal with a massive influx of asylum seekers. "We commit to immediately increasing our efforts to manage our borders," according to the draft statement. Also under discussion, according to that plan, is to deploy more ships off Greece as a bloc seeks to balance Germany's welcome for refugees with tougher security measures. The mini gathering of Central and Southern European leaders, sought by German Chancellor Angela Merkel as winter sets in, comes 2 weeks after a full European Union summit was held on the same topic. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has apologized for what he calls mistakes made during the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In an interview with CNN, Blair also cites the military intervention as a trigger for current conflicts in the region, including the rise of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Direct airline flights between Russia and Ukraine have stopped. The move announced last month by Kiev is the latest in a series of tit-for-tat measures imposed over the conflict in Ukraine. The ban began at midnight after talks to avoid it failed last week. About 70,000 passengers a month will be affected, and analysts say it will be especially costly to Russian airlines. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad reiterated his focus on eliminating the threat of terrorists in his country, saying Sunday that would lead to the political solution that Syrians seek to the crisis they have endured for more than 4.5 years. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus, and the state-run Sana'a news agency said the president stressed that taking out terrorist group would preserve Syria's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Guatemalans are voting in a presidential runoff as a former TV comedian with no political experience is poised to win office after a corruption scandal toppled the country's last leader and fueled voter outrage with the political establishment. Voter surveys show 46-year-old Jimmy Morales is set to easily win Sunday's runoff vote against former First Lady Sandra Torres, who also vows to tackle corruption but is seen by many as a part of the old political order. Polls have opened in Haiti under tight security as people there prepare to select the country's next president amid fears of violence that threaten to keep turnout low. 54 candidates are vying for the top position in the Caribbean nation. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.